Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby and have ourselves a drink.
All right, Michaela is singing, so that means we are back in Lobby Bar for the week of April the 15th, 2024. Brian and Michaela here with you, very tired from being up late doing our taxes last night. Michaela, did you get in under the wire? Happy tax day, everyone, on a side note, here in the U.S. at least.
Yeah, America, pay your taxes. Yes, we filed them. Someone filed them on my behalf because I even though I have a math degree, it's really hard for me to add things correctly, apparently. So, yeah.
Taxes are a different kind of math than regular math.
They really are. It's basically like take what you owe, triple it, multiply it by the circumference of the sun, sacrifice some sort of animal, and maybe then take, I don't know, take a string, wrap it around a tree on the full moon with the sun in the atmosphere when Mercury's in retrograde. I don't know, take a number and just see what happens.
Oh my gosh.
It's very complicated. And it shouldn't be. The older you get, I feel the taxes get even more complicated. Is this just me or is it anybody else? Because when I was younger, it was like, you make zero money, so you owe zero money.
You don't have anything? Yeah, that's true. I think everything gets more complicated as you get older, to be completely honest. But maybe that's just me. Maybe that's just me. Fire up your TurboTax out there, everyone, and get that going. Michaela, it is springtime here in our part of the world, North and South Carolina. So that means there is pollen everywhere, but it is a good time to go and get outside. So I thought for the Lobby Bar, we should do something, and I don't think we've ever done, Michaela. It's one of my favorite things in the world to do, and it's perfect for like parties, you know, especially this time of year. You're having gatherings, you're starting to do, you know, some cookouts, you've got like wedding season, baby shower season, you know, graduation parties, all sorts of things. And you might want something that you can whip up a big batch of, keep in the refrigerator, and then when the time comes, pull it out, pour it into some sort of pitcher and enjoy. And that thing is a sangria. And this one in particular, Michaela, is a springtime sangria that I found by inspiredbycharm.com. And a sangria is great because it's more just a method than an actual recipe. But take a look at those ingredients I sent over your way. Have a look at those. Let everyone listening out there know what they are and what you think of these.
Oh my gosh. Well, I love it already because it starts with an entire bottle of dry rosé wine. And if anybody doesn't know, real men drink rosé. Rosé is awesome. It is not just for girls like me that love pink drinks, okay? So I'm already excited about this. A cup of limoncello. Ooh. Now, for those of you that don't know, you can make your own limoncello. Super easy to do. You just need the right lemons and some sugar. But you can find some good limoncello in our neck of the woods anyway. If you go to any of your local liquor stores, ask somebody to recommend a good one, put it in the freezer. You should never have limoncello when it's not in the freezer. I think I'm probably right in saying that this is going to call for some cold limoncello. So put it in the freezer like you would a vodka, because that's the best way to have it. Then we have a cup of fresh raspberries, a cup of fresh strawberries, hulled and quartered. Make sure you get all the green out. And then sliced lemons. So take a whole lemon and slice that up, and then half of an orange, do the same thing. You want to slice it and you want it quartered as well.
That's right. Absolutely. So just take all that stuff, throw it into a pitcher and set it into your fridge. You want to let that sit for at least a couple hours to, it kind of breaks down that fruit a little bit and gets the juices out of there. Lets the limoncello and the wine come together. And this is beautiful. Like I mentioned, this is more of like a method, right? So you could change up the fruits as you want. You could change the wine as you want. This was the first time I'd ever seen limoncello used in a sangria recipe. So I was really kind of interested and inspired by that, because normally you see it's going to be either like a brandy or maybe like some sort of like Grand Marnier, triple sec, you know, kind of thing in there. But the limoncello sounds great and very springy and very, you know, light and fragrant. So I think that this is going to be excellent, excellent drink for us here this spring, Michaela. So we're gonna have to play around with that, get some pictures, and maybe try our hand at making some of our own limoncello and get that posted somewhere here in the future. So Michaela, let's talk about the box office a little bit here this week. We had Civil War was the new release, and it led the way with $25.5 million, followed by Godzilla Times Kong, Ghostbusters Frozen Empire, Kung Fu Panda 4, and Dune Part 2. But Civil War, pretty good reception for that film. Have you heard any buzz about that? We're looking forward to seeing it here sometime in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, so I heard that Kirsten Dunst is amazing, which is no should be no surprise. She's pretty incredible. We just covered a film that she was in, Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, and I had forgotten she was in it, and then I was so glad that she was because she was amazing. And then her other half, Jesse Plemons, is also in it. Yeah, I haven't made it out to the theaters to see this. I'm surprised in a way. It did really well. I mean, it's done. I'm glad. I'm happy for him. I'm happy that it's done well.
Yeah, for sure. It dethroned Godzilla X Kong there as the leader last week, and yeah, just really interested to get out and see that one. We're gonna have to find some time in our busy schedule here over the next week or two to get out and see that. Last week, Michaela, we were talking about a classic, the classic Ridley Scott period piece, Gladiator. Talked about that. Had a really good conversation about that one. And this week coming up, Michaela, we're talking about a really real classic. This is coming back from our childhoods. We're going to don our yellow rain jackets and hats, put our detective skills to the work, maybe listen to Madonna sing us some songs. But this week we were talking about Dick Tracy. Michaela, I've wanted to talk about this for a long time, and I don't really know why, other than I just have fond memories of seeing it when I was a kid, you know, going to McDonald's, getting all the toys and cups and all that stuff. Media blitz for Dick Tracy. What about you? Are you looking forward to watching good old Dick Tracy solve some crimes?
I am. So I don't know because, and for those of you that don't know, I do all the fun stuff in this podcast and Brian does all the work. Let me be clear about that. So Brian lets me like control all of the destiny of like what we're gonna watch. I take some suggestions every now and then, but for the most part, I get to do all the fun stuff. And so I was so glad that you were pleased with this pick because it was a film that I hadn't seen in a really long time. And I also had very fond memories of Dick Tracy. And I remember it being like my first real comic book movie that I remember definitely came from a comic book. Now, I know that there were a bunch of films that I grew up with that were comic book films. Okay. But this one, I remember just being like ketchup red and mustard yellow. Like everywhere was red and yellow. And it was just really like outlandish. And I remember it was all star-studded cast. And so I was super excited to revisit it as an adult. And I also thought it might be kind of fun to have my kiddo watch it because I was about the same age as he is now when it came out. So I thought that that would be cool. I'm super excited to talk about it because of all those things.
Yeah, absolutely. And Dick Tracy might be the most comic booky of all of the comic book movies. We'll talk about that. And also, we'll talk about your kid watching it, because apparently the PG rating went a long way in 1990. So we're going to talk
Sure
about that.
did. Oh.
What do we got coming up on our Patreon? We've got the Ghostbusters Frozen Empire bonus episode over there. You can go check that out. And this week, Michaela, we are hosting our first ever cocktail and movie hangouts for our patrons over there. Really looking forward to that. If you want to get more information about the different Patreon tiers we've got, you can do that at patreon.com/drinkthemovies. And very excited to have our merchandise going out into the world. Our merchandise shop is up as well. It is drinkthemovies.square.site. You can go there and check some stuff out. We've got some more items, hopefully, to be added here in the next week or two. So keep your eye on that. We're definitely going to be posting updates when we get more merchandise added to that site. And we're also going to be letting you know if we make our way out to see the Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare. Michaela, not super familiar with this other than we saw the trailer for it. It's Guy Ritchie. It looks kind of, I don't know, like a Guy Ritchie-esque, but could be a fun one. What do you think about this one?
Oh, well, it's got Henry Cavill in it, so I'm very excited about that. Yes.
Moving on, moving on.
Look, no, come on. Seriously, he's an amazing actor on top of being very fun to watch in general. But
You dropped
my
the
real
ball, because Cary Elwes is also in it.
I was just about to say that the love of my life, Cary Elwes, is in this, and
Oh,
that's
okay.
what we really want to talk about. Because he is and I don't know. I think I've seen one or two of the trailers, so I don't know if I know super much what this is about, but it does feel very Guy Ritchie-esque. It does like I'm excited. I'm excited.
Yeah. Yeah, Henry Golding also in this. This is a very attractive cast, I guess. I don't know. We'll have to see how the movie comes together, but it looks like it could be a fun one. It looks like it could also be a train wreck. I'm not 100% sure, but probably going to be fun for sure. So that is the Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare we've got coming out this week. So let us know what you think about that film if you're going to be making your way out to see that. Let us know if you've been out to see Civil War yet and why Michaela and I need to go see it ASAP, because that's what I'm hearing on the street. And let us know if you try one of these springtime sangrias or if you have any other amazing sangria recipes. We definitely want to know that. So thank you so much for checking out this week's Lobby Bar, and we'll talk to you next time.